Begin the current daf Masechet Pesachim daf Tzadik Tes. We begin 3 lines down from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues discussing the Mishnah from the previous daf. And that is, the Mishnah had told us Shneim Shnisarvu Pischeim V'chulu, regarding 2 people that their carbon Pesachs got mixed up. They're walking together, they start schmoozing, Reuven and Shimon, and before they know it, they don't know whose is Reuven's, whose is Shimon. So on that, the Gemara tells us Leima Masdeitin. Let's say that our Mishnah that said when you have these 2 people that their carbon Pesachs get mixed up together, that Reuven goes ahead and he takes Levi, and Shimon goes ahead and he takes Yehuda, and now they both have 2 people on each one, whichever one it is, and then each one tells the other one. Shimon comes over to Reuven's, and Reuven goes to Yehuda, who had joined Shimon, and he says, look, if this is yours that Shimon had chosen the right one, I'm joining you. If it's really mine and Shimon took the wrong one, you're joining me. And that's what Shimon tells to Levi too. On that, the Gemara says, let's say that's the Lake Reb Yehuda. That's like not like Reb Yehuda, because as the Gemara will explain momentarily from a price, that he requires that one of the original people of the group still has to remain on the Korban Pesach. And that's because here, where definitely when you're bringing these 2 newcomers from the street, that's Levi and Yehuda, they're not part of the original group since they weren't there when it was purchased, when it was taken. Now, you have to say, this is Rashi explaining that Rabbi Yehuda is particular about those who were there from the original group, because if not, then what's going to be the difference between him and the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who also agrees that you have to have someone left over on the group, but obviously Rabbi Yossi is just not concerned that it has to be from the original members, and Rabbi Yehuda, however, is concerned that it has to be one of the original members that's maintained on the group, as the Gemara explains, it's kind of like Luna Brysa. It says the Pasuk in Shemois, that if, let's say, the household will be too little from having a sheep, and that's where the Pasuk tells us that they can go ahead and then get other people to join their group. However, as Rashi explains, the Pasuk is mashma, that if they want, they can go ahead and diminish, if they want, they could diminish themselves from the sheep and remove themselves. However, it sounds like you have to at least have one of the original members of the group there, because the term yimat, which means they'll diminish from being on the sheep, they could keep on removing themselves from it, but there has to be someone left over, because that's not diminishing, that's totally gone. So on that, therefore, the Rabbi Huda explains, Malamedis teaches us, Shemismaitin v'holchen, that they can diminish and keep on removing themselves from the Karban Pesach. As long as there's still one person left from the original group, to Rabbi Huda, they cannot totally remove themselves from the group. Rabbi Yossi says, no. As long as you don't leave the Korban Pesach as it is, in other words, sans owners, there's no one there. That is, if they want, Rabbi Yossi says, they all could remove themselves. But first, before they all remove themselves, first have another person join. And then they can all remove themselves. And therefore, he's not particular that you should have at least one of the original owners on it. You can have all of them removed, but have at least one person join before, that there is not that there's no owner. So there will be an owner, but it doesn't have to be one of the original owners. Now, therefore, as Rashi explains, it comes out that regarding the case of our Mishnah, when you have Reuven and Shimon, we don't know whose is which one. So Reuven goes to Yehuda and Shimon goes to Levi. When they're making the swap, you're not definitely having one of the original owners, because Reuven's telling Yehuda, look, if it's mine, fine, you're joining me, because really Shimon that took it and joined you on it, he took the wrong one. So fine, that's going to have one of the original owners. But if it was really Shimon's, now Shimon's moving over to Reuven's, and now Reuven wants to go ahead and join Yehuda, but Yehuda's not one of the original owners. That means you were left on this Korban Pesach without one of the original owners. That's not like Reb Yehuda. That's like Reb Yossi, who says you could have at least a new owner. That's okay, as long as there's not no owner. So Yehuda is good for that, but it's not good to be the original owner, and therefore it would seem that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but rather like Rabbi Yossi. And that says, Rabbi Yehudan. No, Afilatim Rabbi Yehuda. You could even say the town of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason is, Kivan Rabbi Yehuda, since Rabbi Yehuda says in the parak that on Dav Tzadi Alpha Med Aleph, that he says, Ein Sheikhtin Es HaPesach Ala Yochid, you're not allowed to bring a Karban Pesach for one person. It has to be more than one person. Therefore, Mi'ikara Lamnu Yachrin Abadekoi, originally, initially, what it was is that they had already needed, it was necessary, to have someone else join, even if they would not have gotten mixed up. And therefore, this person that's coming from the street, and he's being counted on the Korban Pesach now, essentially, he is like one of the people of the group. And that is, although when it was purchased, it was purchased for one person, but they're still, the group is not finished yet, because Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that you need to have at least another person on it. So when he's joining, he is considered one of the original members of the group, and therefore when Reuven is telling Yehuda, if it's yours, I want to be part of it, there's still one of the members of the group, and therefore even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the operation, the procedure that our Mishnah talks about would work even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because that is considered at least as if one of the original members of the Chabura are still there. So Rabbi Bashi actually says, Masnitin Nami Daika, our Mishnah happens to be precise to say that it is Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yosi. Diktanu, because you learned in our Mishnah, it says, V'chein chamesh chaburish shel chamisha chamisha. Similarly, if you have five groups with each group of five people, that their kabbanas got mixed up. And that we said that each one of the five go on to one of the five kabbanas. So every group is splitting up into five on all five kabbanas. And therefore, either way, you're going to have one of the five on that carbon. Now that, Ravashi says, shel chamisha in. Sounds like that only if you have five of five, then that will work. However, if you have five groups, that one of them only has four people, and therefore, if they have four people, they're not going to have enough of those four people to go on to every one of the five carbon Pesachs, that loy, then our Mishnah would not permit it. Now, why would that be a reason? Lav mishum delei payish chad memnicha bura gabe? Isn't it because then you're not going to have one of those four on one of those five carbonas? And that is because if, let's say, the carbonas get mixed up. Let's say this group of the four people. Now, regarding all the new groups that are being formed, there's five new groups, one from each group that's being formed. The four from from this group is not going to be able to, there's going to be one group that's going to have from the new groups, because you're splitting up all the people, it's only going to have four people. Now, from that group of four, you're going to be missing from that original group of four that when you're splitting it up, they're only able to go to the other groups, but there's going to be one group that's four, which is the one missing from that group that didn't have five. Now, according to Rabbi Yosi, that he holds you have to have an owner, not necessarily the original owners. According to him, then even if you had five groups and one group had four, you would still be able to rectify and do the Eitzah that the Mishnah spoke about, because you could get another person from the street to join them and say, look, ours got mixed up. We don't know which is ours. Now, we need to be able to have that one of the owners will be on from one of the, at least on one person will be, and we don't know which it is. So you join us. Now there's five people, and whatever it is, you're going to have five people on all one five of the five kabbanas. Yet the Mishnah doesn't tell us that. Shema Minah, we could hear from our Mishnah that it was particularly because you have to have one of the regional members of the group. It won't help to get another one joined. According to Rabbi Yosi, it would help to have another one join because now there's still an owner, albeit not an original owner, but there will be an owner and that won't be a problem of Yemen Habayis. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't allow it has to be five of five, it's because we have to have from the original members, and that is like Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, not only can it be like Rabbi Yehuda, it happens to be precise like Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason is because, although when you have Reuven going to Yehuda, Yehuda is considered on some level like the original Bnei Chabura because one person cannot bring it. So anyways, it was being included and it was having in mind for the new person that would be joining, even if they wouldn't get mixed up. Hanulach Mishal Yutame, we shall return to you the ninth parak of Masechta Pesachim, parak Mishal Yutame, Uslikala Pesach Sheni, and we have completed the second half of Masechta Pesachim, which is called Pesach Sheni, which from the fifth parak on was the first, from the first four parak was Pesach Rishon, which spoke about halachas of Chametz Matzah. Now we've completed the second half till the end of the ninth parak, talking about the halachas of the Karban Pesach. Now we continue on to Amud Beis, where the Gemara continues with parak Arvei Pesachim, which is talks about the evenings of the Seder night and the evening before that, which our Mishnah begins with. Erev Pesachim, the evening of Pesach, which is not necessarily after night, but rather Samach LeMincha, which is close to the time of Mincha, as the Rashbam explains, that what's called Mincha Ketan, there's Mincha Gedoyla, which is earlier in the day, around on the perfect day from 6 to 6, although we go with Shoy Zmanis, it changes, but if you go on the perfect equinox from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., then there's Mincha Gedoyla at 12:30, and then there's Mincha Ketana, which would be 3:30. Now, Samach LeMincha, what we're saying over here, is close to that means to say a half hour before, which means to say in the beginning of the 10th hour, which means to say after 9 hours, which ends at 3 o'clock, that's the beginning of the 10th hour, as Rashbam brings from a Mishnah on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph that said that the Karban Tamid was slaughtered at 8.5 hours into the day. Mincha Gedolah was when it was allowed to, but when it was actually brought was by Mincha Ketana. So it was slaughtered at 8.5 hours into the day, and it was Karav, it was brought as a Karban at 9.5 hours. So it comes out that Mincha Gitana is 9.5 hours into the day, so to speak, 3:30. Samach to Mincha would be a half hour before that, which would be the end of the 9th hour, which would be the beginning of the 10th hour. So that would be at 3 p.m., again, on a perfect day. So at that time, in the Erev Pesach, lo yoichel adam, a person should not be eating. And the reason is so that he should be able to eat the matzah on the Seder night for what's called Litzi Oven, that it should have an appetite because of the Hidr Mitzah, to beautify the mitzah that he's eating it with relish. Until it gets evening when he's going to eat the Seder, a person should not be eating from Samach L'mincha and on. And that applies afilu on the Shav Yisrael, even for a pauper in the Jewish people, that is, lo yoichel, he should not eat both in the evenings and at the night time of Pesach, atche yetzib, until he reclines himself, like what's called b'nei charin, like free people, which is on a couch and by a table, which is a remembrance for the cheres, for the freedom that we had when we left Egypt. He also has to, although he's a pauper and he definitely doesn't usually even eat, most and not for sure, and most definitely not as a ben charin, but on Seder night, he has to be mesav, he has to recline just like everybody else. Moreover, we should not diminish from him, that is the gabai, the charity collector that gives out the tzedakah and supports the poor people, as the Mishnah Masechtas Pei explains, that there are certain halachas of how much the poor people that come by, how much you have to give them. So you're not allowed to diminish from them. Ma'arba kaisa shal yain. You shouldn't give them less than 4 cups of wine. And that is also goes into the halachas of how much you have to feed the poor people. That includes the 4 cups of wine. And as the Rashbam explains, the same thing would apply. If they don't give him, then he would have to do his utmost to go ahead and get the 4 cups of wine. It's just that that's normally what happens, is that they give it to him because he doesn't have money. So that's what we said in reference to the gabai tzedakah. But that's the halacha, that there's a chiv of the 4 cups of wine, even from an ani vafila. And this is even if this poor person gets supported min hatamchei, from the platter, which means the platter plate of the tzedakah, which he's the poorest of the poor. As the Mishnah teaches in Masechtas Peah, that if somebody has just 2 meals worth, he already cannot take from the platter. So if you take from the platter, that means you don't even have food for that day. In spite of that, if the gabai tzedakah doesn't give him the 4 cups of wine, he has to sell his clothing, he has to borrow, he has to rent himself out, whatever it is that it takes to get the 4 cups of wine. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us. A, that you're not allowed to eat at a certain time, so you should have a taiva to eat by, and the desire to eat in the evening, the matzah. And also that it's an obligation, even for the poor people, that they should do haseba and to get the 4 cups of wine. Now, the Gemara first asks, in the first halacha of the Mishnah, my irya arvi pesachim, why did we say, when we're talking about the halacha of not to eat before Yom Tov, of samach lemincha, because you should have a taiva, a desire to eat that night, why did we just pick Erev Pesach? Even on the evening, on the afternoon before Shabbos and Yom Tov, according to Rabbi Huda, as we're going to quote in the Gemara, you're also not allowed to eat. And that's because of that the Kiddush and the Suda of Friday night should be with an appetite. The time like learn the Braisa. A person should not eat on the evenings of Shabbos and Yom Tov, min ha-mincha l'mala, from the time of Mincha and further on, k'dei shikanes l'Shabbos k'shutayva. So he comes into Shabbos, he didn't just eat a huge lunch, he's like, oh, I'm not interested in the Friday night meal. No, he should have a desire for it, to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you could eat and keep on going until it gets dark. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you see clearly that you have the same halacha, so why would we say this just by Arvi Pesachim? So on that, the Gemara gives 2 answers. Amar Rav Huna says, you're right, Lo Tzrich El Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah was going crunch Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar, Oichel V'Hoy L'Chad Shetechshach, that generally he says that you could continue eating up until it gets nighttime. Hanemili Be'arv Shabbos of Yom Tov, when is that? That's by the evenings of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Aval Be'er HaPesach, however, on Erev Pesach, that's different. Mishum Chiyuva De Matzah Ma'id, because of the obligation to eat matzah, that should not be eaten when you're already full. And that is because the obligation of matzah is really only the first night of Pesach, as it says in the Pasuk in Shemayis Perkei Beis, Be'erev Teichlu Matzahs, and that evening is when you eat matzah. So Erev Pesach, you should not be eating from Mincha, from Samach Mincha and on, because you want to have an appetite. But you're right, regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, according to B'Yisi, you are allowed to eat. The second approach to Gemara takes Rav Papa, he says, Afilu Tam Rabbi Yehuda. No, you could say that the town of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Hasam Be'arv Shabbos of Yom Tov, there where we said in the Braisa regarding Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov, Min HaMincha Ula Malahu De'asir. If you see the way it was quoted, it said that from Minchen onward is when it's forbidden, which is, let's say, on a perfect day, 3:30. Samech LeMincha Shari, however, 3 o'clock, only close to Mincha, that would be permitted. of Be'erev Pesach. That's the chiddush in our Mishnah. Be'erev Pesach afilas samach l'mincha nami aser. Then even when it's close to mincha time, even from 3 o'clock, a half hour before, is already forbidden. That is the chiddush that you have Be'erev Pesach, not Be'erev Shabbos in Yom Tov. That the Gemara asks, Be'erev Shabbos samach l'mincha shari. Is it really true the way we're trying to interpret the brisa that was quoted, that said that you're not allowed to eat from mincha l'mala, that was only from mincha, and that's by Shabbos and Yom Tov. But by Pesach is from Samach l'mincha, but for time to learn the Braisa, lo yochel adam be'erev Shabbos v'yom tovim. However, this Braisa says explicitly that even by Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat mitesha shos l'mayla, from after 9 hours and later on, which is the chatzi shah, the half hour, which is Samach l'mincha, which is already in the beginning of the 10th hour, kadesh shekanes l'shabbos kushur taiva, so you should come into Shabbos when you're hungry. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisa Omer, he says, no, oichel v'hilchat shetechshech, he says you could continue eating. But one thing we see from this brisa is that clearly, although the first brisa says that from mincha l'mala, don't answer that, oh, Shabbos and Yom Tov, Rabbi Yehuda says it's mincha. But our mission is Rabbi Yehuda because it's samach l'mincha. When you have a brisa that says explicitly, then the halacha of Shabbos Yom Tov is even from samach l'mincha. And therefore, again, there would be no reason to say Erev Pesachim if it applies by every Erev Yom Tov and every Erev Shabbos. And that Omar Zutta says, to defend the approach of Rapapa, says, Man le'melon demetartztahi, who says that this brisa is a correct version? And that is, we continue on the top of Kof Amad Alf. Maybe there is a mistake, there's an error in the second brisa, because maybe it should have said from test 9.5 hours into the day, or it should have said min ha-mincha l'mayla, as the first brisa said. This that it says that from 9 hours into the day, maybe it's a mistake. Maybe it should really said 9.5, or it should have said min ha-mincha. It was an error. And therefore, maybe that Rav Papa's approach is correct, and that is Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov is only 9.5 hours, and Pesach is different because it's 9. So Amalei Mereima said, no, it's not an error. V'itam, some say Rav Yemer, that he said, Ano ikloy l'pirkad Rav Pinchas b'reid Rav Ami. I went to the lecture of Rav Pinchas, the son of Rav Ami, become Tana b'toni kameh, and someone came, got up and said this brisa in front of him. The kibbutz and accepted this second brisa in front of him, that it's even from 9 hours into the day, after 3 o'clock on Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's Asr. So David the Gemara concludes, Ihachikasha. So then definitely this is a difficulty. This second brisa is challenging, because it says from already tes ulamala, from 9 hours. So you see that even samach l'mincha, Rabbi Yehuda already says it's asr by Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore you can't say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, because then what would be the difference that our Mishnah says Arvei Pesachim, that it's asr samach l'mincha, more than every Shabbos and Yom Tov, that we already know it's asr samach l'mincha, as the second brisa says. The big Gemara concludes, El Mechvat, rather it's clear, K'drav Huna. You have to say, like Rav Huna said, the first approach in the Gemara, that the reason why our Mishnah had to say it was it's going according to Rabbi Yosi, that he holds generally that from Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, from Samach L'mincha or Mincha and onward, it's permitted to eat up until it gets dark. Now, as Rashbam explains, you have to say then that the first brisa that said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, on every Erev Shabbos, min ha-mincha l'mala, it's going to be aser. And really, it's like the second brisa that it means even samach l'mincha, and that's why the Tana of Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds there is no difference between Erev Pesach and every Erev Shabbos and every Yom Tov, where it's always aser from samach l'mincha. The Tana of Mishnah is only going like Rabbi Yosi, who holds you're allowed to generally eat up until evening. On Erev Pesach, it's even from 3 o'clock and onwards, even samach l'mincha, he would agree it's going to be aser because of the mitzvah of matzah.